The first part of the book talked about ways to engage players so as to draw them in and make them want to play our game. This part talks about motivation and the ways we go about making players want to play our game well. This is most closely identified with contending with their opponents in pursuit of victory, but the foundational aspect of player motivation must always be the fun activity that is central to the game's action. People play games for enjoyment, and this clarifies for us as designers what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be giving them things to do that they will, in fact, find enjoyable. It's normal as a designer to get excited about an ingenious new mechanic we've devised, or an original theme we've come up with. But player-centered design means that our actual goal is to create an experience that players will enjoy. Thus, it's incumbent on us to constantly question what kind of experience the game delivers, and whether it provides fun as defined by the people who will play the game. A game need not be all things to all people, but it should be perceived as fun by the people we expect will enjoy it, or else it will have little staying power. This gets to the crucial point of this part of the book, that whatever the fun thing is in the game will motivate its players only to the degree that that fun thing is rewarded by the scoring rules. If making deals is the game's central point of fun, the game must reward deal-making so that players will be motivated to engage in it. If rolling for success is fun, the game should give lots of opportunities to roll, and lots of benefits need to be conferred on the players who roll. This is yet another benefit of finding the game's central idea, as discussed in the last part. If the game's idea closely corresponds to the fun activity that the game emphasizes, and if the scoring system expresses that idea and truly brings out the fun of that activity to the maximal degree, then the game will both engage and motivate the players to want to play and play well. How do we do this? Conventional wisdom says, find the fun, which means try things out, see what people seem to like, and then emphasize those things. While it is possible to design this way, I think it's a bit circuitous. The key to rewarding the fun thing is to design fun first, by deliberately choosing a fun activity around which the game's scoring will be built, and to then put incentives in place that motivate players to pursue that fun activity. The former part of this is the subject of the present chapter, and the latter part is discussed in the next chapter.